Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Easter Sunday, we celebrated Jesus' victory over death when he rose on Easter morning. What's great about Easter is that Jesus' victory is our victory. Because Jesus lives, we know that we too will come back to life after death. That's great news. And listen to what the Apostle John writes. Only he who believes Jesus is the Son of God has overcome the world. Now, John says that one blessing that we enjoy right now as believers in Jesus is having overcome or conquered the world. That doesn't mean we walk around and look like conquerors. Take the Apostle Paul, for example. Paul stood on trial before the rulers Festus and Agrippa. They had come into the court with much pomp and ceremony, and were dressed in clothes that only the very rich could afford. They lounged on comfortable chairs while Paul stood in front of them in chains, probably dressed in clothes that may have needed laundering, and if not, probably mending. Yet Paul wasn't envious. He was not envious of those rulers' position. He didn't whine. He didn't complain about his situation. He just took the opportunity to speak boldly about Jesus and what Jesus had done with the previous ruler, Felix. When speaking with Felix, Paul had explained about the coming judgment. This scared the Roman ruler, while Paul spoke about it as if he was describing a coming reunion with an old friend. This is what it means to conquer the world. You enjoy a genuine peace and calm, even though your situation doesn't look very good at all. As I take a quote from Jacques Cousteau, he wrote, "If I wasn't a Christian, if I didn't have the hope of eternal life in a new world, I don't know how I could stand living in the rotten world that we have right now. I would be burdened with so many worries and concerns." But this is John's point in our text. We who have faith in Jesus have overcome the world. We have peace. Even when we read the headlines or listen to the news about all this senseless violence, it's not that we really don't care. We do care. We just know that one day Jesus will come to free us from all of this. When your doctor announces that you have some dreaded disease, you can respond as the hymn writer Christian Gellert responded. When he was told that he only had 1 hour to live, exclaimed, "Praise God, only an hour." John's point here helps us realize how blessed we are when we find contentment in God's word and in the material wealth that God has given to us. Life really does become more enjoyable, and you're not expending energy on worrying or complaining about what God hasn't given to you. So through faith in Jesus, God has given you an attitude that releases us from the cares of the world. John makes the point that from the beginning of Jesus' ministry to the very end, Jesus did everything necessary to win our salvation. Those who believe in Jesus do so because God Himself has given birth to them when He gave them faith. And this faith is active. It shows itself in love for others, especially in love for fellow believers. But there's the astounding thing about God's given faith. It gives us such an attitude that we don't think of God's commands as burdensome. This is why it's worth remembering your baptism every day. In baptism, the power of our sinful nature has been broken. It still issues commands, but we don't need to listen to those evil commands anymore. We now instead wear our Savior's uniform, which not only covers our sins, but actually empowers us to love one another. And this love leads to lasting peace and happiness. Jesus' slow ascent of a small hill called Golgotha on Good Friday didn't look impressive at all. But when He made it to the top, His cross stood out as an exclamation point, affirming His love for you and His love for me. And then 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. He conquered sin. He conquered death. And because of that, you have conquered the world. You have overcome the world and all its cares and concerns. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.